section.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching at hour number 3 of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that is both private and confidential, guaranteed.
And easy to use.
Privacy Harbor. Well, you've tried it, so you can say so,
yeah,
right?
And if I say it's easy to
it's
use,
easy.
It's easy to use.
Privacy Harbor. You are somebody that needs to be handheld for almost everything computer related. So that's really quite an endorsement.
And as a matter of fact, they seem to be willing to do that. They actually did that for me. Apparently, there was a little glitch with Chrome early on started doing the
Chrome
the ads.
Is in beta.
Yeah, and obviously they had to, work through that a little bit, and so I was having a little trouble, and they helped me. They were on the phone with me, helped me every step of the way.
Now, wait a minute, Mark. I always have to ask, is that just because you are Mark from Free Talk Live?
I can't answer. I simply don't know. Right. And it's not like I'm famous or anything. I mean, they helped me. I would imagine.
You didn't tell them who you were when you called them on the phone?
Well, they were a client, and I was trying out the product, so they knew who I was.
I see. You weren't calling, like, some helpline or something.
Yeah, but I didn't pay them. A customer would pay them.
PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go and get – look, if you're somebody that appreciates privacy –
as a matter of fact, having made the comments with having talked with one of the employees there, she had said that they have to spend a lot of time doing troubleshooting with people, and a lot of times it's the person's computer, not what –
their website.
Not their stuff. So they actually end up doing kind of help with people on their computers.
It's just
so,
good to know they're doing it with other people besides you.
Yeah,
that's all.
I understand.
Like,
and it's always a good thing to ask. But.
All right. PrivacyHarbor.com. Get over there. Get yourself a free account, test it out, and see what you think, because normal email is not secure. PrivacyHarbor.com as we continue here with your phone calls about anything. Cynthia is on the line in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Just super. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, I have my arraignment tomorrow, so I thought I'd share some parts of the process that I've had to deal with so far.
Now, this arraignment is for driving without registration, is that right?
Yep. Specifically, the arraignment is because I was, quote, caught having false registration and inspection on my vehicle.
Gotcha.
So I wasn't pulled over. I pulled over and he sort of followed me, and so it sort of has come to that. I have, a complaint to appear and what it, so they, they label it as an arraignment. And, so what goes on is that you have to, enter a plea.
That's what they would like you to do. Yes.
Right. Exactly. So, related but separate to that, earlier today, I just wanted to call and say, just get their policy on recording devices just to make sure. And it was pretty funny because I called a little before lunchtime, and I said I have a court date tomorrow, and I'm just calling to find out policy for cameras, whether it's audio, visual, or both, just what your policy is. And she said, "Oh, well, the court records everything." And then you can order the CD for $25.
Yeah, that's not acceptable.
Yeah, and I thought, wow. And then I just immediately said, well, what about freedom of the press? And she paused. It was telling and funny. And then she said, what exactly do you want to do? And I said, well, I might want to bring some sort of recording devices in, and it's not really a big deal. I'm just calling to confirm that it's not a big deal. And she said, sort of hold on. So she checked with some people and
wow, this must be the first time either she's new and this has never happened as she's worked there, or it's the first time that it has happened.
I don't think she's new, because generally these people have these jobs from the time that they're, 17 and a half till they're 56 and a half. And, they just sort of stay there their whole life. So it was new to her, it really was. And so then she wanted to know what kind of case I had. And she said, is it criminal or civil. And, you know, I kind of knew, but I said, well, I'm civil, but, you know, it's a vehicle infraction, sort of a violation. So she said,
that's
oh,
not
it's criminal.
Is that considered criminal?
I don't know.
I guess I'm the, you know.
I don't know either.
A criminal. But anyway, so she, so again, she had to check, and then she didn't know. So she transferred, and anyways, so to carry on further, I finally had to call back and just get the final solution. So, you know, I have to file a motion with the judge.
Oh,
so
really?
Before the morning. So he's, you know, old guy, laid back. I can't see any problem, but it's, I would just like to set a precedent so that in the future, I mean, I may only actually be in front of him for about 10 seconds, but
maybe.
That way in the future, so that for my trial, it won't be such a big deal, and then so now it'll be more of a commonplace event. So
I agree
cameras...
with you. I'm curious, though, Cynthia, what is the process of filing a motion? I know, Mark, you've probably been through this. What does it involve, Cynthia?
It's usually, you know, usually go to one of these racks, and they have about 10 different pieces of paper. They're all for different types of motions. And so you kind of create a motion. You know, you want to keep it brief, and you want to state exactly what your motion is. They either deny it or allow it. And they're usually, a lot of times they're involved in bail. You know, a lot of times, you know, if you want to get your money back or, you know,
It's when you're asking the court for something. It's when you're asking them to accept something or trying to get them to make a ruling on something.
Make
that's
decision,
what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So
yep.
When you said it has to be filed prior to, does that mean you can go tomorrow morning right before the trial?
Well, that's what I told her. I says, well, you know,
hearing.
What time do you open? You know, and so I guess I'll get there a little bit earlier. And just, you know, it's going to take me about 10 minutes to chicken scratch this thing down, and then she'll just hand it to them. And, you know, I mean, if you look at the New Hampshire Constitution or you know, any rulings for camera, they basically want to make sure you don't have big flashes and they don't
right.
want it to be obtrusive. They don't want you filming someone who would be completely embarrassed that they would then end up on YouTube the next day or something. So you as long as you don't harm someone else, then I really don't think he would have a problem with
it. Well, this would be interesting.
What would be funny, though, is his reaction.
This should be interesting because it sounds like it's the first time they've had to deal with something like this. It's a
right.
little town, and it's a college town, right? Dover, New Hampshire? Is that a college town?
I wouldn't say it's a college town.
No?
I would say Durham's a Dover.
Oh, it's Durham.
Is,
I always mix those two up. Okay, I always mix those two up. Anyway,
so
this
it's
is
kind of an old-timers and with a lot of new influx of new people.
Have you gotten people to say they're going to show up tomorrow morning? I know you posted this over at the NHFree.com forum recently. Are you,
yeah, I mean, I think maybe four people or maybe eight people. Like I said, I don't want to put a big... I don't want to put a lot of weight on this because it might just be a quick thing because I would like it. This is the reason why I called, was basically to share the camera story and also to see that, you know, I mean, I have to enter a plea. But the way Sam was kind of contributing some things on NHFree.com was that, well, you know, here's the spiel. You want to kind of, you know, question the cop, and of course the cop won't be there, so
right.
do I want to get this dismissed outright, or do I want to push it so that I can kind of say, well, I was doing civil disobedience. You know, I mean, the whole reason why I did this was to bring it into the judicial system, because the political system is kind of not really available for this sort of thing.
So are you planning on pleading not guilty and then going ahead with the trial and trying to call the cop up and impeach him? Is that basically what you're going to try to do?
I think so.
Because there's all kinds of different things that can be done, and really we're all in the realm of experimentation at this point. There is no, as you say, Mark, there is no magic incantation that's going to save you from the violence of the state. There's no way that anything is guaranteed. So we all have to sort of experiment and document and experiment and document and learn from our mistakes. And I wish you the best of luck. I wish I could attend. I have a prior engagement, unfortunately. So will you call us if you're not in a jail cell tomorrow and let us know how it goes?
It's a minor violation.
Well, I almost got thrown in jail yesterday because I was asking questions during the arraignment because I didn't want to plea. I wasn't interested in even consenting to that part. So you never know what these judges are going to do if they got to stick up their butt or roll down the wrong side of the bed. Hey, thanks, Cynthia, and good luck tomorrow,
You're
okay?
You're welcome.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
State agriculture departments from California to Connecticut predict dire water shortages over the next decade. So here are some important tips on how to save water in the workplace. Install auto-off faucets in the bathroom and recycle wastewater through landscaping sprinkler systems. Consider rock or sculptures instead of grass for lawns. Install drainage solutions to use rainwater whenever possible. When it comes time for new building projects, seek out sustainable building materials as opposed to products that are made from petroleum or virgin timber. When you write up a proposal for contractors, implement these ideas and stipulate that you will prefer these types of materials. It will make a difference. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. All those features include the bulletin board system, the BBS. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive with a couple thousand of our listeners and over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, so enjoy free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. But prepare yourself, because things can get kind of nasty in there. It is an internet forum, after all.
It is an unregulated forum, and
if you're new to internet forums, you might not want to make it your first internet forum. You should have some experience at internet forums.
If you conduct yourself well,
and they don't conduct themselves well,
Take what is said there terribly seriously.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Then you can enjoy yourself. And there's a lot of intellectual conversation that goes on there, and there's a lot of scat porn or whatever.
Even I will get roped in from time to time. I consider myself a sucker for a good internet forum spat, and boy, was there one today. We can talk about it here in a moment, but first want to tell you to go to libertarianinternships.com, especially if you're somebody who is fresh out of college or maybe in college, that sort of younger age bracket, looking, for instance, to get involved in learning about careers in movies, film, animation, or video game production. Well, you can do it. LibertarianInternships.com. You'll get signed up for upcoming spring or summer and even fall internships. Positions are paid and include participation in a career workshop. You get a $2,000 stipend. Mm-hmm. Oh, we were corrected on that. Stipend for a 10-week internship.
I knew how to pronounce it, and the way that you pronounced it.
You.
Yeah, you
know. You'll get a housing and travel allowance, tuition, travel assistance, and, of course, networking opportunities in major media centers like New York City, L.A., and D.C. Placements year-round with 3-semester deadlines, spring, summer, and fall. So get on libertarianinternships.com and get involved in this. Man, it sounds like a winner. This sounds like an amazing opportunity. It wasn't available a decade ago when I was getting into media, and if it was, man, it would have been really cool.
Yeah.
So jump on this. They're going to pay you to learn how to do stuff like movies, film, animation, video game production. There's also one for broadcast and print journalism, another one for public policy. All this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of interest out there amongst liberty-minded people, and what better way to learn than to get paid to do it and meet some interesting folks while you're doing it? LibertarianInternships.com. All right, so I mentioned, we've got to get to the phone calls. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John, New Hampshire, going once.
Hello.
You're on the air, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm learning a bit from you guys about this open source concept.
Open source.
Awesome.
Which is basically software designers opening up the code that they design so anybody can change the code, modify the code, improve the code, copy the code, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, that works with the computer. Now, bring it down to a paper level. Old-fashioned style, open source, share an idea. If I have an idea or learn something from you, Sam, Cynthia, whoever, all the people who call Free Talk Live, let's open source this conversation about what we need to do at an arraignment. I'm thinking we need to have a handbook. I'm thinking about just some of us that go to the federal building here in New Hampshire. It could work anywhere in the country, anywhere around the world. Use their own documents, have a loose leaf type notebook with slides, relevant documents, nice pictures of their own oath, the types of things that the prosecutor would normally put on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
In any trial, any given trial, they've got these nice slides that they put in there so they can flood the courtroom with these images. And I'm sure if it came to a jury trial, it would work as well. And in those cases, you would want to have these, put them poster size. Where I come from, you know, it was a tourist area, so they would have poster size things on parchment paper of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Those look pretty damn awesome.
So let me see if I'm understanding you so far, John. You're suggesting that for those who are interested maybe in the realm of civil disobedience, non-cooperation, put together a lot of the experience for that people have had in non-cooperating and what has happened, sort of compiling it, aggregating it all into one place that could be utilized as a tool, not just a tool to perhaps prompt you with certain questions that you could ask of a judge or some other government bureaucrat, but also something that you could put up
on one of those displays in a courtroom in front of a jury to show them, you know, well, here is the First Amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution, and it does say that government is by the consent of the governed, or Article 10, the right to revolution, things like that, where it could be a real resource for somebody who's been put into a position like Cynthia has been put in, as she was talking about earlier. Is that what you're getting at?
Absolutely. Dude, this is the kind of thing. Like, picture it like a three-ring binder, like loose-leaf notebook, where you could take out the slide that you want and slide it in where they've got the eagle, they've got their image of the state, whatever it is, whether it's federal or state. Slide it in under there where they have their image. Act like they act.
Right.
You know, you don't need a lawyer to do that. You can do it on your own. If we have a handbook, I'm picturing it like if we were in Concord and you were on trial, or I was, or Kat was, or Lauren, you know, one could pass the handbook to the other, and as it becomes popular, you know, there'll be duplicate copies.
Right, right. What might work for this, John?
But, I'm thinking out in Keene in particular.
Yeah.
You've got this dude, Nick Ryder, that did just something on a traffic ticket. Makes perfect sense. All of this is just common sense, and if we can talk common sense to the judge or to the prosecutor or to the enforcer or to, you know, the policeman, whoever.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's a great idea to
sort of... I'm not sure it would work perfectly.
Well, here's what I think should be done,
John. But Nick Ryder said the thing about, you know, he quoted from one sentence from the New Hampshire Constitution where it's arbitrary, etc., and it just doesn't make sense to follow it.
Here's my suggestion, John. I don't know if this is something that you can pick up the ball and run with, but perhaps somebody listening will say, yeah, that's a great idea. I'll go ahead and handle this. I would suggest that instead of starting with a physical copy, you start with an online copy, like on a wiki or something like that.
Well, I've got a weakness there.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I'm throwing this out there. I think you've created the idea, and I'm talking about
what?
Someone
Dude.
Will take this and run with it. And yes, sir. Go ahead.
Mr. Friedman, I have to tell you, in the end, the idea is one thing. To have a physical copy, like Lauren did, I think that you were there for Lauren's trial.
Yes, I was.
When they had the image of the eagle with the E pluribus unum in its mouth.
Right.
And Lauren slipped in the thing of who is the victim.
Yeah, I thought
she
it was absolutely
brilliant.
She had a
slide
brilliant.
That she was able to put on the thing.
Yeah.
We need a handbook, a loose-leaf binder.
I love it. I think it's a great idea.
You, me, or somebody else, you could put there. And we can all do that. We can replicate it. And that's why I used the term open source.
Thank you,
good idea.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Here is what I was going to suggest for that. And I know John, you know, he's not up to spec enough with the tech stuff to actually make this happen. But to open source something like that, what you'd want to do is have kind of a wiki situation where... I don't know if it should be completely open to the public, because if a wiki is completely open to the public, then anybody can go in and change stuff. Of course, it can always be reverted back. But my idea would be to put a wiki up where people can put in their ideas as far as what should go into this, you know, this binder that he's talking about.
Well, the wiki's already at wiki.freetalklive.com. One could use
Well, there is a
that.
Wiki that you could, but I mean something specifically for this purpose where
Why
people could go
section?
And... Yeah, what if that's what you want to do? I don't think that's the right way to do it. I think you need to have more control over who can edit something like this, because the information is pretty critical. We'll come back and talk more about it. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam version. It's all for free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really 3 companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top, the right hand of the page, because they're the biggest sponsor of Free Talk Live.
So true. 800-259-9231. So we got a call a moment ago from John in New Hampshire with what I thought was an excellent suggestion. And that was that a lot of the experiences that many of these activists have been having, like Sam from Texas, from the Obscure Truth Network, a lot of the experiences they've been having, for instance, in court or just dealing with bureaucrats in general, maybe it should be aggregated somewhere. I mean, yeah, we hear about them a lot here on Free Talk Live, but once the show goes out, it's out into the ether, and then you have to know which show to listen to.
Just sort of the things that one's had learned. And yeah, that's a good thing, too,
right,
to collect, you know, to collect what one's learned in a particular area. That's good.
Right. So we learn a lot here on Free Talk Live, but there's no real easy way to catalog what goes on the air on the show.
No.
I mean, we just sort of have a, you know, description.
It's just talking.
Yeah, so you can't. It's not easy to go back and dig through and find what you're looking for. So having something that's more textually based, easy to search, something like that would be really beneficial. And so what I was suggesting earlier was having like a wiki that that people could go to and they could edit and essentially. Add their experiences and their suggestions to this wiki, and then people could print out what they found useful from the wiki, and they could utilize that. For instance, as Cynthia is going to court tomorrow morning on this driving without registration charge, she was performing some civil disobedience, she might be able to go to this wiki and see what other people have experienced and pluck out what she thought would be helpful for her, print it out, and utilize that. And I think it's a great idea. In fact, one of our chat room folks here, Bile from blogofbile.com, is actually saying that he was in the midst of creating a website just for this sort of purpose, creating a website which is essentially a repository for activist material. So there's a little synergy here, right?
Well, I don't know what they call it, but there's like a critical point in time when these sorts of – when people will get the same ideas. And I think
what do they call
that? I can't remember. but, you know – And that it makes sense. Now this is necessary. John came up with a really great idea. This is necessary. This is something that should be started. People should start working on. And, of course, somebody else could have the same great idea. Of course, with our intellectual property laws in this country, it might very well be very difficult for both of them to have the same idea and profit off of it. But
I don't think either of these folks are trying to profit.
I'm not saying they're trying to profit. I'm just saying that. You know, we have some intellectual property. Look, two people had the same idea.
Ah, you're giving an example of if they wanted to, for instance, register their idea, they could hurt the other person. Right. These folks, they just want to help others, help other activists get the information that they need to help them do what they're doing, and which, in this case, what we've been talking about this hour, and I know some people are very upset by this, is civil disobedience, non-cooperation. Now, Cynthia called in to bring it up, so it seems like fair game at this point. I wasn't going to go there tonight, but this is the show you can call and discuss anything. I talked earlier, Mark, about how I'd gotten into a bit of a forum spat earlier today. One of the participants there had posted a message calling me a hypocrite. He claims that he was saying I was engaging in hypocrisy on one particular issue, but if you say someone's being hypocritical or engaging in hypocrisy, you're calling that person a hypocrite. Anyway, that's how I took it.
I don't think so. I think that
yes, it is. No, go read the definition of hypocrite or hypocrisy.
I think that one can choose to take it that way. However, it is a better way to state things, to say, look, you're being hypocritical. Rather than saying to somebody, you're a hypocrite, so it's not exactly the same. No.
Well, if you say someone has engaged in hypocrisy, you are saying they were being a hypocrite.
They can draw the conclusion from what you've said that they are a hypocrite. You, however, have not said it because the words didn't come out of your mouth.
What words?
You're a hypocrite, Ian.
Those words did not come out of my mouth. What's the point you're trying to make? I'm sorry, I must be missing it.
I am, by saying that you're being hypocritical, I am not calling you a hypocrite. To call you a hypocrite, I would have to say, you're an effing hypocrite.
Yeah. Okay, well, now we're just playing semantics, Mark. So if you go and you want to look up, hypocrisy, then you will find that...
One can draw more honey, more flies with honey than one can with vinegar. A better way to state something, if someone is being hypocritical... is you're being hypocritical, not you're a hypocrite.
I'm understanding that. That was not the way it was stated. Either one of those ways.
A hypocrite is a person who is always hypocritical. Like everything you do, you're hypocritical
That's
in what
fine.
You do.
I see where you're coming from on that, Mark. I'm telling you that it was not stated in either fashion. It was pointed out that what I was engaging in was hypocrisy. And the claim was that what he was claiming was hypocrisy was absolutely not, which is why I went off and decided to respond the way I did, and that created like a 5-page long thread on our BBS about this. But essentially, his claim was that on one hand, if people call in to talk about some local election, wherever the local might be, that I'll say something to the effect of, well, it's an international radio program. I don't think that whoever's running for dog catcher in your town or city council or representative or state rep or whatever, I don't think that whoever's running for whatever political office you're talking about, that entire topic, it's just not relevant to somebody who lives across the country or in Europe or something like that, one of our Canadian listeners or wherever, right? We've got listeners all around the world. And I think that's a valid thing to say. And he was saying that because I say that on one hand, but on the other hand, in another segment of the same show, I may be talking about something that happens as far as civil disobedience or non-cooperation right here in our very own little city of Keene. And he's saying that that's hypocritical because, well, it's a local non-cooperation thing that you'll talk all kinds of talk about on Free Talk Live, but yet a political issue or a, you know, not issue, but political campaign is somehow irrelevant. Well, and I'm sorry, but those are not that's not a hypocrisy at all. That's that is what it's a programming decision based on something that can be relevant to anybody worldwide. Somebody
now, I read the same thread. I read the same thread, and I think that perhaps the author was being somewhat hyperbolic. However, I think that there's, to me, civil disobedience anywhere in the world over, you know, the right issue for is fodder for a conversation on Free Talk Live. However,
you just think the issues are not worth talking about. You think that Nick Ryder, for instance,
did I say that? No. As far as
I think, my couch is not a good issue.
I think that here's the I've thought about this. I'm embarrassed that I'm on a radio show with a guy who's keeping a moldy, rotten, nasty, rain-sodden couch on his front lawn as a matter of principle.
Lawn. It's not my front lawn. It's my neighbor's.
It's attached to your house.
No, it's not.
It's a duplex, dude.
Yeah, it's their lawn, and it's
okay.
Their couch.
It's close enough. It's close enough.
Okay.
It's your lawn.
Well,
you
really
own the whole thing. It's attached. I know you don't.
Right.
But I'm telling you, that's why I'm upset about it. I'm embarrassed. And, you know, I think that I don't
you
like
hadn't been embarrassed before. The couch has been there for a couple of years.
I wasn't embarrassed. I never saw it.
Are you embarrassed the neighbors have left the TV set out on their front porch for the last year and a half?
I don't like it. It's not that it's not what your house looks like. It's that we're talking about it on the air. You know,
I see.
I'd like people to imagine that your house is clean or whatever
on
the
outside. My house is pretty clean.
Yeah, and inside
the yard
spotless.
Looks pretty darn good, actually.
Except for the couch sitting in the middle of it.
Except for the couch.
Yeah. And, you know, that's where I'm coming from on it. So
okay.
I think we talked about, you know, I don't like talking about it.
Here you are talking about it. I wasn't intending to talk about it. You're the one that brought it up.
When did I bring it up?
You're the one talking about it, how the couch,
You said Nick Ryder, and then you went on to say your couch.
Yeah, but you're the one that continued to, you know, discuss how embarrassed you are about it. Anyway, let me go on with my point here, and that is that it's not hypocrisy at all. And that is that people have an interest, I think, I know I do, in what goes on in the realm of civil disobedience and non-cooperation. It does matter because it's something that can be easily duplicated elsewhere. And whereas the nuances of political campaign, it's completely irrelevant to other people. Now, if it's an issue in a campaign that's relevant elsewhere, that's fine.
I agree.
If it's a general discussion about politics, okay, more on the way. We'll discuss it. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, if you're over your head at monthly payments, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, allowing you to cut your debt up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like to offer you a free consultation that will help you start eliminating credit card debt. For your free consultation that will set you free, call 1-800-982-9254. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Settle your debt and move on with your life. During your free consultation, you'll find out what the credit card companies don't want you to know. For your free consultation that will help you settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe, call today. The number is 1-800-982-9254. 1-800-982-9254.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Only a few moments remaining, just enough time for your call. Plus, we got a book giveaway coming up, so stay tuned for that. 800-259-9231. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote. Mark, where are we at on the voting? Have you checked today?
We were in the lead the last time I looked. It was early this morning.
Was it a big lead, though? Probably not, right?
It was good sized.
Let's push voting again, though, just because
it's the second of the month.
Yeah. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show if you haven't done it yet. This is the month of October. That means your votes are no longer counting from September, so you need to vote again by going to vote.freetalklive.com. And have they started the podcast awards voting? I think I should check on that, too, because the nomination period
is... We're second.
We definitely need your votes. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Looks like the podcast awards have not been the nominations have not yet been announced. So we'll keep you informed there as far as if we made the made it through the nominations and you
can
vote for us. Yes, hopefully we did. Usually you guys are definitely on top of that stuff. So appreciate all of everybody's help in helping get this show into more ears. Voting for the show is one of the ways that we do that, and being number one on that Podcast Alley Top 10 chart is a great way to bring new people to this program. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Now, what we've been talking about here is some of the controversy that blew up today on the Free Talk Live BBS over one particular listener of the program complaining about my allegedly being a hypocrite in regards to me saying that, well, political campaigns, not so interesting, especially local ones on this program, but local civil disobedience and local non-cooperation, that I'll focus on for, you know, several segments of the program.
I think one could, call in and say that in my state there are 50 libertarians, people in the Libertarian Party running for office.
Dennis Goddard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is quite good at making those calls where he talks about some of the political activism and campaigning that's going on in New Hampshire, but more from a general perspective of, a bird's eye view or an overview of what's going on as opposed to the details of a political campaign.
And I think that one could say, try to make generally state that if you get involved in your political party, for instance, one guy last week, Tom, was calling in about getting involved in the Republican Party in order to sway the Republican Party to more of its, you know, free market roots. And I think that there's some value to that. When one gets too specific and gets into the minutiae of it.
To the process, yeah, to the political process.
To the process in their state, because I think every state's different yeah, in some way or another. So I think that one can't get too specific.
So it wasn't being hypocritical at all, but because he was calling it that, I kind of went off, and I admit I snapped at the dude. And,
yeah, you were nasty.
And for that, I apologize. But there's something that really frustrates me, and that is that I would expect people that are, especially people that are amplifying the show, as this gentleman was, to understand the point of the program. And I clarified it in that thread a few times, and I'll do it here on the air, because it keeps coming up. It's the number one complaint about Free Talk Live we've gotten throughout the entire history of the program. Regardless of who's been on the show and what the subject matter has been, there are always, always listeners that say,
I don't think what you're talking about is very interesting. I think that's boring.
Now, I'm not saying that's what he was suggesting. But I'm saying
I think the couch conversation's boring.
That has always been the critique. Well, there's a guy in the chat room that thinks it's absolutely fascinating.
There
so
you go.
That has always been the critique of the program, that you guys aren't talking about what I think you should be talking about. Well, guess what? We have a toll-free phone number. It's 1-800-259-9231, and I tell you, virtually every time we come back from a break, every 10 minutes on this show, every 15 minutes, the listener is reminded, it's the show where you can call about what you want. If you don't call, if we start a show and we don't have any calls on the line, what do I say? Well, since we don't have calls, we'll talk about what we want. Because obviously we just can't sit here and wait for calls to come in and then go to them. We have to talk about something to fill the airtime. So I'll talk about stuff that's interesting to me. Mark, you'll talk about things that are interesting to you. You had the hot dog story tonight, as well as a few others. So that's what we do. But when you call in, we finish the story, we go to the calls. You get to bring up what you want. So it's not to say that I don't appreciate critique. I do. I appreciate critique, and I listen to it. I don't usually absorb most of it, because usually the critique is one person thinks one thing, other people think different things.
It's really hard. It's difficult to know, and you're never ever going to make everyone happy.
I'd go mad if I attempted to do that. I'd go insane if I attempted to make everyone happy, because as soon as I changed what I was doing, it would piss off another group of listeners that was happy with what was going on, and now they become unhappy because I've changed the way I approach the program. So you cannot... if you are disappointed with the content of this show, number one, I ask you to stay tuned and, better yet, call in to change the content of the program. There have been instances, Mark, where we've come into the studio with reams of show prep, had one call come in at the front of the show, and have completely gone off on all kinds of tangents that we never expected to go off on. I love that kind of show. That's my favorite kind of Free Talk Live. I don't like the Free Talk Live. I mean, I like the show generally. I do the show I want to listen to. But my favorite shows are the ones where you guys call in and bring stuff up, and we go off on tangents, and we never end up even touching the show prep that we'd intended to do. But if you don't do that, then it's going to be up to us to direct things and figure out what to talk about. So my first recommendation would be that you call and get active. Now, the guy that was complaining says he does call from time to time. Great. More people should call if they are disagreeing with the content of the program. If it's so irritating to you that you don't like it anymore, then, well, there's lots of other shows out there that would be happy to have you as a listener. This is an open phone show where anything goes if you decide to take that option. And I happen to think that if the phones aren't operating and there's a civil disobedience or non-cooperative issue that's hot, and people have been complaining over the past few weeks, you know, that, oh, there's been too much civil disobedience talk. Well, you know what has been happening here has been a lot of non-cooperation. We've had a two-week blast of non-cooperative activity here. The feds have arrested our friends. That involved non-cooperation. Nick Ryder with the speeding ticket. Russell Canning was in court. I was in court yesterday. Cynthia called tonight. She's going to court tomorrow morning. It's a blast of non-cooperation, and people want to talk about it. If you don't, then call in. Ampline, unscreened, who's this?
This is Matt from Illinois.
Matt, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about your couch.
Okay. Much to Mark's chagrin. Go ahead.
What color is it?
I think it's green, but honestly,
it's a brownish. It's you know, old 70s style. It's a low rider. It's brown, completely upholstered. It's you know, kind of an off white stripe, brown stripes, couch, gold, little gold flecked stripe in there.
You've looked much closer than I have. I never even noticed.
Has anybody ever
a lot
made
of it's
love on it?
Worn off. Ew. On the sides. On the you know, the fabric is worn through on the sides.
It is not my couch, so I cannot speak to its history. It's my neighbor's couch.
Sitting in it would be a very wet, disgusting operation.
Did you hear his question? Has anyone ever made love on the couch?
At one point or another.
Possibly in the past, but not while it's been in the front yard or the neighbor's yard. I don't believe that. You'd have to be kind of nasty to do that.
Do the neighborhood cats like the couch at all?
There are cats everywhere.
There's probably dogs that enjoy peeing on it.
maybe it's a wildlife sanctuary.
Yeah, there you go. Anything's going to be a wildlife sanctuary if you leave it there long enough.
I'm sorry, Matt, go ahead.
I said, have you ever considered asking the government if maybe you could make it into a wildlife sanctuary?
I would never ask permission.
Kind of like sinking a ship off the shore, turn it into a natural reef.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, I think maybe a squirrel would make
it. It would best serve the wildlife if one would take it out into the woods and dump it there. I don't think the wildlife are
nice. There's a dump, and I would appropriately dump it where it belongs.
Do you think that sinking ships for artificial reefs is dumping in the wrong place?
I see what you're saying.
Where does one throw away ships?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I'll take it to the dump.
Is the couch a non-cooperative couch?
I don't know where you're going
at
with
this
all
point,
this, but we're running
out of
time.
It's pretty much grown into the ground, so I'd say it's pretty uncooperative.
Anything else, Matt?
Well, I was just calling in because it's an open phone show, and
it
I
is.
Can do that.
You can, and you did, and I thank you for it. And now we're going to give away some books. So thank you, Matt. 800-259-9231. That's the number you can use tomorrow night. But for right now, we need to tell you about a giveaway that we're doing. We did one, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, and now we're doing another one. Five books we have to give to you. They're all the same book, Saving the World at Work, What Companies and Individuals Can Do to Go Beyond Making a Profit to Making a Difference. Now, you're telling yourself, wait a minute,
oh,
this
greeny
is
book.
Greeny crap.
But it's
well,
good.
There's one thing in here, and I haven't read the book, so I can't say to
page
the entire thing. But I was looking at one part, the six laws of the Saver Soldier, and one of their laws is the Law of Abundance. Now, you would not hear this in a typical green publication. The Law of Abundance states there is always enough to go around, and that more can be created. It talks about expanding the wealth pie. This is not a typical green kind of book from what I can tell, because the greenies typically believe that there's a finite amount.
Yeah, everything's
lack.
In lack.
Right, so just that right there tells me there's some good stuff in here. And if you want a copy of this book, email mark@freetalklive.com. If you are the first five people to email with your address.
Yes, you have to have your address, because just emailing and saying, hi, it's me.
The publisher will send you a copy of Saving the World at Work. So email Mark as soon as possible. And some podcast listeners got this last time, so it's not too late if you're listening on the podcast. mark@freetalklive.com to grab this book. We'll see you tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
In this age of